He's like, he's on duty, if there's such a thing. But he's laying down. He's just soaking. He smells metal burning. He's like, there must be a short circuit, a lamp caught on fire. Something's happening. So he gets up searching for it. Can't find it. Then he realizes, oh, God, I think you're up to something. This is in the spirit. So he goes around the room looking for who it is. He goes next door into the prayer room, and he walks by a young man who's getting prayer. And as he walks by, the young man goes, whoa, what just happened? And Chuck turns around and goes, what did just happen? He goes, I broke my jaw in multiple places. They put, I believe it was 16. It was a lot. It was
eight on each side.
That's 16. I can only do stuff like that by the grace of Holy Spirit. and so Chuck walks by, and the young man goes, whoa, what just happened? Chuck goes, what did just happen? He goes, I broke my jaw in multiple places. I have all these screws, and I haven't been able to open my jaw more than a half inch or so. And when you walked by, my jaw popped open. My jaw popped open. And he goes, and all these screws, oh my goodness, I have no more screws. They're all gone. Oh, come on, Jesus. We should practice getting really excited. Because I think I just said, did that guy had 16 screws in his mouth, and Chuck, who was laying down on the job, now you're starting to get it. He's laying down on the job, didn't even pray for him, didn't work hard, didn't try hard. He just walked by the guy, and his jaw pops open, and the metal screws dissolve, disappeared, are not there anymore, do not exist. Come on, why don't you just stand up? Stand up and pretend like that's the most amazing thing you've ever heard in your whole life. Jesus! Come on! Amen. I know most of you have heard radical testimonies, but I tell you what, the testimony of Jesus.